Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi. What's going on, gang? Welcome to the brand new Tuesday episode of Young Daddy. How the fuck are you guys? Welcome to the show. Take a second right now. Screenshot the show. Post it to your Instagram story. Post it to your Twitter. Tell a friend about it. Share it with somebody. Do the right thing. Wanted to give a quick shout out to all the new people on the Patreon. I appreciate you guys joining. The last Patreon episode, that email was the craziest email. I got so many messages about how nuts that email was. My roommate was like, dude, that was the craziest shit I've ever heard. Like, you stopped doing the dishes to hear, just to hear what the email was. So, you guys got to fucking hear that. If you want to hear an absolutely insane email about a life situation, go join the Patreon, support the show. It's $5 a month. There's like 50 plus bonus episodes up there already. A lot of great guest episodes. So go join the Patreon. It's patreon.com/levfur. Or you can hit the link in my Instagram bio. And for all you guys, thank you so much for supporting the show. How are you guys, man? You guys all right? You doing okay? You making sure to use that lotion on your elbows? You know, this is no excuse for us to get ashy, for our skin to get fucked up. We still got to take care of ourselves, you know? Do the right thing. I got my fucking phone stolen. I can't believe I'm even saying that out loud, you know? Big man like me. Me and my boy have been going to the park every day, and we're, you know, boxing. So we're hitting pads, we're fucking training, you know, sparring a bit. And I had my gym bag full of shit. I took an Instagram story, threw my phone into my bag, went back to training like 10 feet away. And then, you know, we trained for like 2 hours. I go back to my bag after, phone's gone. I check every pocket. I'm practically fisting myself in the park. I'm fucking, you know, talking. Hey, did you see a phone? No, I didn't see. Are you sure? You know, just insanity. I'm like, who the fuck took my phone? So I think it was either one of these skateboarder fucking kids or like a little kid or something ran by and snatched it. And everybody's like, have you tried Find My iPhone? Have you tried it? Yeah, it doesn't fucking do anything. It just says the phone's offline. I'm going to check it again right now even. I don't need Find My iPhone. I gave up on finding it. I want Explode My iPhone. That's what I want. I wish there was like a, instead of being able to lock it, there was a fucking button you could click that just explodes your phone into a million pieces. Like an IED. That way, like, whoever steals it has got to fucking pay for it. You know what I mean? Like, how great would that be? Somebody steals your phone, you press a fucking button, boom. Their fucking hands blow off. You know? That's called hands-free. But that's what I need. I don't fucking... What am I going to do? Even some... I'm like, hey, I know you have my iPhone. He's going to be like, yeah, I'm a criminal. I'm like, okay, so fuck. You know, what are you going to do from there? Let's see. I'm trying to pull it up again. Yeah, it's just going to fucking say offline. But yeah, whoever has it has just left it off. I don't even know. Or they already fucking wiped it. But, I would like to officially ask Apple to make Explode My iPhone a feature. You know? You got an advertising campaign going. Just fucking have these poor pricks on TV. You know what I mean? Just interviews. They got no hands. Fucking... necks all torn up. They're like, I used to steal phones, but I don't anymore. Ever since Apple added Explode My iPhone. One day I had 2 explosions in a single day. It was fucking terrifying. They really should have warned us that this was going to be a feature. I don't know why they would just implement it without giving us a warning. I mean, I know we're criminals and all, but... There should be a little justice in the world, you know? That'd be fucking great. Can you imagine, like, the poor, 70-year-old guy who just accidentally locks himself out of his phone, clicks the wrong button, fucking phone explodes, you know, while his wife is just in the kitchen. George!
George, did you go and take out the... Oh, my God! Oh, my God, George! George, what... Oh, my God, what the fuck?
How fucking funny would that be? Oh, I don't know if this is funny to anybody else, but definitely cracks. This is the only way I can make sure I don't feel bad about getting my fucking phone stolen. It turns out I have insurance. I didn't know that, but I got insurance. They're sending a new one tomorrow. And last night was the first night I went to sleep without my phone in probably fucking years. I usually have like something on or something. I actually fell asleep pretty quick. I was surprised, but it's just comforting. I like hearing voices and shit when I go to bed, you know? It doesn't make me feel spooked and alone. So I got one more night without the phone, but I've noticed last night, like, I was having these muscle twitches. Like, every 3 seconds, I'd fucking be like, check your phone. Like, my body would start shooting for my phone where the places it would normally be, like, on my desk. It would shoot for it, and then my brain would go, oh, you don't have a fucking phone, idiot. And that would keep happening over and over and over. And now, today, I don't think I've even, like, checked twice for the phone. It's like the urge, that muscle spasm urge to just uselessly check the phone is like flying down. And I'm realizing how much energy I must spend in a day just constantly, you know, just for no reason at all, just engaging that phone. It's like I have a fantasy of having like a fucking flip phone and just not, you know, that way truly living in life and in the moment, not having that distraction. You know what I mean? I don't understand. If people complained about not living in the moment before phones, what the fuck were you doing? It's like so easy. A phone can, not having a phone solves so many problems just in terms of how you feel as a human. Like, I feel great, you know? Fucking, I feel clear. Maybe this is the way. I wonder how long it's going to go on before Apple's just finally like, listen, these things are killing you, so... Yes, it's going to cost us a lot of money, but we got to figure out how to use these less, all right? I think we're already approaching that point because everybody's so fucking addicted to their phones all the time. But I feel like nobody's like scrolling through Instagram all day fucking constantly anymore. I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like Instagram is like slowing down now that everybody's just sitting around. It's like we're all just at home. We've got our fucking, we got our phones and shit, but I feel like we're using them less. Because now we're just like zooming each other and that's it. Just being at home just makes you lazy. It just makes you fucking lazy. It makes you lazy to return calls, you know? But I gotta say, it feels so good to be getting up and going and fucking boxing every day. I feel like a human again. I'm fucking cutting some weight, eating healthy, eating nothing but fucking chicken breasts and salad and a couple things from Taco Bell, but that's it. I used to talk so much shit about Taco Bell and I gotta say, they won me over. It's a certain kind of poison that is Taco Bell. Certain kind of toxic blend, you know, that's, you can't find, no other quesadilla tastes like that quesadilla. Not one ingredient in that thing is real, but for some reason it works. You know what I mean? I also just hate Taco Bell's image of like, are you a stoner, man? We got fucking tacos made of chips, dude. Fuck, you don't have a job? Fuck it, dude. Come in here, man. Everybody's welcome, dude. Taco Bell was like where all the fuck-ups always went. Is that how it was? Where I grew up, we had all these, like, fast food places right off of campus in our high school. And when you'd be able to walk off campus to go eat, you know? But so we had like fucking Bojangles, which is the best southern fast like drive through in the world. So fucking good. We had that. There was like what else? There was a McDonald's. There was like a fucking Perkins. You'd see Tiger Woods there every once in a while trying to pick up a waitress. We had and then Taco Bell. So but all the only people that went to the Taco Bell were like the straight up like burnout druggy kids who were like doing their own, you know, dick piercings during math class. That was like, it was just burnout haven. I don't know if it's like that for everybody, but I feel like Taco Bell, that's who they make most of their money on. They're like, do you have a drug problem? Come into fucking Taco Bell, bro. We got 18 flavors of Mountain Dew, and you're going to fucking love all of them. You know, that's their fucking marketing pitch. But yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it now. Just the thing about Taco Bell, don't get the beef, because that's not safe for consumption. Get some of that fucked up chicken they have instead. That should be the menu item. We have a fucked up chicken quesadilla. You want one of those? Fucked up. How about a fucked up chicken burrito? Does that sound good to you? We'll put a little fake sour cream in there. It's actually the tears of a Guatemalan. It's just cheaper. It's just cheaper. It's not because we like it. It's just cheaper to make. But yeah, I've been eating that shit. I think that's pretty much it with me. I just don't have a fucking phone now. I just got to get through today. I got the new one coming tomorrow. I think the thing I miss most is Snapchat. That's the thing I miss most, which I think I need to work on that. That says a lot about me. I was like sad that I couldn't look at nudes last night. I'll just never get tired of looking at naked women. I'll just never get tired. I just love it. It is the best. I just fucking love looking at naked women. Now, no matter what I'm doing, I'll stop. I could be raising my kid and a nude comes in. I'm just like, give me just 1 second. Just give me 1 second. Oh, okay. We're back. What did you? Yes. Yeah. Graduation. That's right. Yep. Yep. This is important. You know, but let's load up some fucking emails. Let's do it. Let's get into it. Let's fucking get into it, people. If you have an email, send it into the show. yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. Go ahead and send it in. And if you're a part of the Patreon, include that in the subject of your email. Say that you're part of the Patreon gang, baby. That way I know I can answer it on a Friday. I can get to it quicker. I got 3 great emails loaded up for you guys today. I haven't read them yet, but this one is called "Are Small Titties In?" Let's dive into this. She goes, "Do guys still like big titties?" I imagine everyone's just screaming an answer now. As a big titty girl myself, I can't help but notice all these other girls out here going braless. It seems like every dress and top I want to buy for summer is made for a strapless bra or no bra. As a 36 double D, that's just not an option for me, and I get a little frustrated. Are dudes into small boobs? Is this a trend now? Am I just making this a bigger deal than it is in my head because I'm self-conscious about my chest? I'm 5'3", average size to kind of thick, with big boobs that keep getting bigger. About to bust out of my current bras, and the thought of buying a larger size is daunting. I've even considered getting a reduction. Any advice is appreciated. You're the best. Here's a picture of me wearing a sports bra for reference." Okay, so you're wearing a shirt in this photo. This is a picture of you in a gym. And I got to say, I feel a little insulted that you would ask somebody about opinions on tits and the picture you send doesn't have a titty in sight. This seems like the one time that you really kind of have to include, you know, you're asking if you should get a reduction. It's just you in a fucking t-shirt. I don't know what's going on here. I can't even give you a fucking medical answer at this point. Here's what I can tell you. I think, okay, there's two sides of the playing field, right? You either got big tits or you don't. And you can make both work for you. Okay, here's what you do. If you got big tits, it's about showing off some big ass titties. Everybody is always going to love seeing some big ass titties. They're not going nowhere. There's never going to be a day where people are like, "Oh, I fucking hate big tits. I just hate big tits." Do you have big? Get your stupid big tits out of here. Seriously, get those fucking great big old titties the fuck out of my. I can't stand them. All right. Bounce those stupid titties home, because I don't want to look at them anymore, all right? That's never going to happen. But if you have small tits, here's what you do. You go the fucking Kendall Jenner route, all right? You put on a white shirt. You put on a fucking white shirt, a white cutoff, you know, no bra. Just have your nipples poking. That's as fucking hot as it gets. That's really, oh my God. What a look. I mean, white t-shirt on a girl, just so hot, so sexy. You roll up the sleeves that tiny bit like you chicks do, you know? Anytime I'll FaceTime a girl and she's got a white t-shirt on, I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. You know, I love seeing a nipple through a shirt. It's like one of my favorite things about summer. So if you know what's also crazy is like there's so many girls who like wish they had big tits. And like the women that I've dated that had huge tits were so self-conscious about their boobs. Like they had these amazing large boobs. And yet they were like, I think they're too big. You know, I want to get them reduced, like afraid to show them during sex, constantly covering them up, being self-conscious about them. Meanwhile, like as a dude, I'm just like, you know, either or. I'm just like, if you have them, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. If you don't, I'm like, it's whatever. I don't care. But just why is it that always girls with big tits are more self-conscious about girls that don't have big tits? It's very strange. You know, you'd think it'd be the other way around. But one time I was actually having sex with this girl, and while she was blowing me, in the middle of it, she stopped and went, I'm sorry I don't have bigger boobs. Just like kind of apologized for no reason, like out of nowhere. And I guess it was because the whole time I was going, you flat-titted bitch. No, I'm just joking. But just out of nowhere, and it just felt bad for her. I was like, you shouldn't say shit like that. I was like, stop sucking my dick. Listen up. Listen, okay? You shouldn't say shit like that because you should feel confident about how you look. You look fucking great, all right? Don't ever apologize to somebody because you don't have something or you do. Like, fuck that. That's bullshit. You're you. That's fucking, you can't have that level of confidence. You got to fucking bring it up. You know what I mean? I remember, I think it was Schumer said this thing one time where she was like, I kind of have this feeling of when I get naked for a guy that I'm like, you're welcome. And it's like, that's how you should feel. You know, you should be like, yeah, you get to see me naked now. You know, that's a fuck you. You know, but we're all a little self-conscious about being seen naked by a person for the first time. That goes with the territory. I feel like the first time you have sex with somebody is always the worst time. It's always the most anxiety. You're not, you know, fully comfortable with that person yet. But if you got some big tits, just fucking enjoy them. Enjoy them. And if you don't, make them work for you. It's like either way works. That's the truth. Definitely, like, you know, I'll be honest with you. If you're dating a girl that has, like, small tits, every once in a while, you might be gazing at some big titties in public. Or you might, you know, start looking at some tit porn on Pornhub. But that's as far as it goes. Nobody's going to cheat. I don't think a dude will cheat on you. Because, you know, he's like, well, this girl's got bigger tits. I think that's never going to be the factor in him deciding between two people. You know? So, unless he's just like a fucking idiot. But yeah, whatever you got, rock with it. Just be the best version of you. And if you got big old knockers, if you got some big old chest melons, some big, you know, some big hangers, some, you know, if you got some fucking melons on you, embrace them. Stop being self-conscious about them. Have fun with them. You got these big goofy tits. Have fun with them. You know what I mean? And if you don't, make the other aesthetic work for you. Make that fucking dope because that could be very sexy. It depends. Like, you know, I like the type of girl I usually go for. You know, I've definitely been blown away by some tits before. I'm like, God, I would love to see these every single fucking day. These are just insane. But at the same time, the type of girl I usually go for is more like a 5'9", 5'10", you know, slender, tall, and, you know, big butt, but not much up top. More of like the model look. So that's usually what I go for. But it doesn't matter. It's everybody's different. Everybody's fucking different. But rock with whatever you got. And don't get fake tits. They just look stupid, people. All right? I'm very against fake tits. I don't think I could date a girl with fake tits, honestly. I think they just fucking look dumb. Unless it's like, you know, there's a reason you got them. It's like a good reason. But I don't like fake tits. I really don't. They're just like too fucking, I just love the way natural tits look. They just sit right, you know. But fucking, you know, fake tits, they just look, they're always like overinflated. I don't know. To me, they just look fucking stupid. But that's my opinion. If you got fake tits, I don't give a fuck. Do whatever you want to do. But I don't think I've ever even touched a fake tit before. Let's do this email. Is the quarantine getting to me? I hope that was helpful. Hey, Lev, please answer the question on a regular Tuesday episode. Your girl just lost her job during coronavirus season. I'm very sorry to hear that. I'm sure everything's going to be all right once we're out of this. She goes, anyways, I met this guy on Tinder about a year ago, and he's always been a perfectly sweet guy. Not too overwhelming. We were talking pretty steadily for a few months in the beginning until he told me that he wouldn't have sex with me until I shaved. Interesting. This came as a shock to me, and his rejection kind of made me feel weird. I was conflicted about breaking it off because it's not a big deal for me to shave, and I understand having a... I was conflicted about breaking it off because it's not a big deal for me to shave, and I understand having a preference, but nonetheless, I decided to move on for a bit. I understand. He wanted you to shave your bush? Okay. The past few months, we've been talking again, and I've been going to his house and hang out and hook up a couple times, but he's really confusing me. I was under the impression that it was a casual thing, but the last time we hung out, he introduced me to his friends and said things like, isn't she just gorgeous? And you're the only girl I fuck with. We messed around, but we didn't have sex, and he even mentioned children. I've been out of town for the past few weeks, and he's been Snapchatting me and FaceTiming me and telling me he misses me, and he's even said, I love you. This is all kind of scary to me because we never decided things were exclusive or that we were dating. I wouldn't really mind dating him, but he's a little rough around the edges, and I just don't know if he's being real. Do you think he's just saying things to make me feel good, or do you think he really cares? Also, is refusing sex because I didn't shave a red flag? Thanks, homie, one of your biggest fans. I think that is a little weird. Yeah, I never said that to somebody. Like, I'm not going to fuck you unless you shave. I've never said that, and I don't know anybody who said that. So I think that's a little strange. I definitely think that goes into that rough around the edges personality. I also think this guy's making a classic mistake of just assuming exclusivity, of being like, yeah, we're total. I've decided I'm talking to you, so that means we're exclusive. And what usually ends up happening is a huge blowout as a result of that, you know, because of not being clear about where each other is. That is a bit of a flag to me, I'll be honest. Like, it's there's different ways to word that. Like, I think the problem is less of what he's saying, and it's more of how he's saying it. Because that means that, you know, in other arguments or other fights, he might have that same, he might word that shit the same way. You know what I mean? We're not going to the fucking, we're not taking the kids to the park until you fucking shave. Okay? Shave, for God's sakes. No, it's, but no, it might just come out in different times. Like, he might not know how to word shit when you have fucking arguments. Which I think is a lot of the problem a lot of the time, is just as men, we don't say things with the right energy. Even if it's the right thing, we say it wrong. We say it in a weird that's like attacking, you know, and that just kind of closes the conversation. I think in this kind of situation, you should have on one of these FaceTimes you guys are having, talk a little bit about like, you know, where you guys are at exactly and get some clarification and keep it calm. You say you wouldn't really mind dating him. I mean, you don't have to jump into anything. You can keep doing what you're doing and not have the kind of pressure or exclusivity while you figure out if this guy's fucking nuts or not. That's what dating is you're trying to figure out this person and do they work for me? Does this make sense? Is this right? You don't have to be in a relationship to do that. You can be dating for 6 months and be figuring that out. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think shit like, you know, messed around, didn't have him saying that, him mentioning children, all this shit. What it could be, he really wants to, you know. It's weird even saying like he really wants to fuck you because he's not fucking you. I wonder though if you just have like the largest bush in humanity, and maybe I'm picking the wrong side here. Maybe if I'd be like, yeah, you should definitely. Let's, you know, there's a lawnmower in the garage. Let's fucking, you know, let's fire it up. I got a second one in case we need, we'll get the edges, you know. But I don't know. I doubt that a lot. I think there's definitely some flags here. And this could be a guy that loves the start of things and is a little bit out of his mind. Maybe, you know, maybe this guy says some wild shit. But you can find out. That's the thing. You can find out without having to be fucking married to the guy or having a kid or being in a relationship. Whatever you do, don't get fucking pregnant. All right? Just, you know, be smart. Don't be fucking stupid. But yeah, figure it out. Figure out if this guy's a fucking nut job. There's not going to be an answer other than just let time pass and see what the... See, you got to see what a guy... I remember, like, what somebody once told me. I think Tamer Katan told me. He was like, advice he got was, if you, before you marry a girl, see her in every season. See how she is in every season. And I think what that means is see how the person is in different kinds of situations, in different kind of energies. What do they like when they're fighting? What do they like when they're sad? What do they like when they're happy? Like, and figure out if that's something you can deal with, you know? And like I said, you don't got to be married to a guy before that. And one thing you should say is, like, listen, we never talked about any of this shit about exclusivity and all that. I think it's probably a little too soon to do that. But let's, I like exploring where this is going and I like seeing what's up. I just want to not rush into shit. And I want to be smart about how this shit works. You know, that would be my approach here. Keep us posted. That's two emails that didn't have fun pictures that were relevant. Last email of the episode. This one's called Very Intriguing Pod Plus. What about Fuckboys Till I Die? This is a big one. There's a lot of compliments. I'm going to skip them. I'm going to read them later, but I'm not going to subject. Okay. I'd like to address a topic. You already said you noticed how stupid men can be. Wouldn't say a man things only. I've definitely been pretty damn stupid before. Oh, my God. You're taking responsibility for mistakes as a lady? What? I'm teasing. Thought if I only loved a fuckboy hard enough, he'd eventually reveal the softcore and love me back. Nope, definitely not the case. That's not how it works with fuckboys. Like I said, a fuckboy is not real. That's just a guy who's not in love with you. That's all it is. That's what that label is. So if a dude's not in love with you and you start loving him even more, all you're going to do is push him away further. But I want to know, what would you say about fuckboys, these emotionally unavailable creatures that seem to only think about and pity themselves and like to blame you for them hurting you? Will they ever change? I heard all different types of analysis from various females saying things like, law of attraction, if he blames you for being clingy, it's only because he's actually clingy himself, but denies these feelings because he's too afraid a woman is going to hurt him if he shows her his heart. I think that's fucking bullshit. I really do. I don't think there's a man out there who's afraid of being hurt. And this is why this podcast exists. I think almost every fucking dating podcast where women tell you what men are feeling should just be taken off the air, okay? There's no fucking truth in what they're saying because they don't know. You have no idea what's going on in our brain. We're a completely different language. Okay, it's like all that stupid bullshit. Like, he's just afraid if he shows you his heart, you're gonna hurt. No, it has nothing to fucking do with that. He just doesn't want to fuck you enough. It's usually a simple shit like that. I gotta tell you, I fucking hate all the anytime a lady has tried to explain to me how a fucking guy is feeling, like what the guy is doing. I'm like, you're so wrong. I could tell you, I've been that guy. I can tell you exactly what the fuck he's feeling in that situation. You know? It's like, I try not to explain to women, you know, why women do certain shit or why, you know, I have my theories, but I'm not going to explain to a chick, oh, she's doing that because this. It's like, if a girl's not responding to a guy, I don't go, oh, she's doing that because she's afraid of showing you her heart. It's like, no, I don't say dumb, stupid, irrelevant shit like that. But, you know, it's usually like, no, she just doesn't fucking like you enough. That's usually the problem. That's usually what it comes down to. But anyways, or it becomes his hobby to hurt women. I think that's absolute trash, too. I don't know any guy who gets any satisfaction out of hurting women. I think that's why men traditionally drag shit out because they don't want to hurt you. There's so many decisions that I've made as a man because I did not want to hurt the girl. That's part of being a man. So I think that's also fucking bullshit, man. I really do think a lot of women who like go around saying this guy's a fuck boy, this guy, his hobby to hurt women. Yes, there's definitely toxic men out there for sure. But to just, you know, say that that's the fucking standard or just like to normalize shit like that, that's just his hobby to hurt women. That's a crazy thing to say to somebody. That's a big accusation. You know, like I've been called a misogynist before. And it, like somebody, I was talking about a celebrity on Twitter and somebody said I was being a rape apologist. Like, that's a fucking huge thing to call somebody. You can't just go around calling people shit like that. Those are very big accusations. The words have meanings. If you start overusing this shit, then it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't have a meaning. Words have to fucking mean something, okay? A guy that hurt you or didn't like you enough doesn't mean, oh, all men, you know, want, it's their hobby to hurt women. Like, that's a normal thing. It's not a fucking normal thing. Almost every single guy I know will go 10 miles out of his way to not fucking hurt a chick. So, and all this shit, honestly, I think comes from these fucking female podcasts where they're trying to analyze why men do what they do, and they don't have a fucking clue. But anyways, back to this shit. Okay, what's your question here? So my ex made an attempt to change his behavior while, among other things, living as a hippie in the Polish jungle and reading The Power of Now. That's what he told me, and also fucking other women. Still, he hasn't had his enlightening yet. I gave up half a year ago, and a couple days back, he actually texted me apologizing because he had realized he felt bad about what happened. Not after 2 weeks, but half a year. It sounds like you got cheated on. Okay, here's your question. I ask you, is it possible that a guy who has been a fuckboy his whole life suddenly changes? And if you think yes, what would you say could be the reason for him to realize that he had some serious problems, which he has also been avoiding his whole life to deal with? Because as far as I heard, a fuckboy rarely ever changes, and besides the miraculous story I heard, I found the woman of my dreams and now my life has changed. I actually hardly believe in fuckboys being able to better themselves. Well, maybe that's interesting enough to talk about for 10 minutes. Thanks for reading. Keep up the good work. Listen, the question you're, like I said, I don't believe that a fuckboy is a real thing. So the question you're really asking me is, do I think people can change? And I do think they can. I don't think that the changes always last forever. I think a guy who's traditionally a bachelor might find a woman that he's in love with, and that completely changes his life, and he goes down that road for 6 years. And then once that starts waning and it's no longer fun and it's no, you know, he might start going to old habits again. I think shit like that happens all the time. The truth of the world, guys, is that shit happens. People cheat. People fight. People's sex drives go down. You know, shit happens. It's all human nature and behavior. That's how the world works. Nothing is fucking static. Nothing is a straight line. Everything is waves and up and down. So, and we're asking these questions like, can the fuckboy ever change? Listen, the people are vastly complex, and every single thing can and will happen. So understand that just loving somebody and taking a shot on somebody is very brave, because, and you should do it, even though there's probably a million reasons that it won't work, but you have to do it. That's the best part of being alive and being on this planet, is taking those shots at love. And the reason it's so great is because, despite it's an amazing feeling when you get to have it, even if it's temporary, especially because of how many obstacles are in your fucking way. You understand what I'm saying? And also, if you're dating a guy who's reading a fucking book while he's in a South African jungle or whatever, it's not going to fucking work out. All right? I just got to tell you that. It's not going to work out. So think about who you're going after. Are you going after people who probably were never going to love you in the first place? Figure that out. But I know this was a very intense episode, but you know what? I don't give a fuck anymore, man. I don't care. It's time to, I don't care. All I want to do while I'm fucking here on this planet is tell the truth, and that's it. I don't give a shit about anything else. I want to make people laugh. I want to tell the truth, and I want to make some fucking great art. You know, maybe have a couple kids, fall in love a few times. And that's it. That's really fucking it. So let's do that. Let's crush some fucking goals. Love you guys. I appreciate you. This episode went a lot longer than I thought it would. But I hope you share it. I hope you enjoy it. And I'll see you guys soon, man. Cheers. I'll see you guys on Friday on Patreon. Peace. Thank you.